A new report shows Governor Ned Lamont ranks sixth among all governors in the nation with a 63% approval rating in a recent poll. So what are the chances that Governor Lamont wins if he decides to run for a third term in office? Dr. Trish Krause is a professor in the political science department at University of New Haven and joins us in this conversation. Dr. Krause, thank you for your time. What do you think Lamont's chances are of winning if he does decide to go for a third term in office?
Well, I mean, I think they're pretty good, actually. You know, when you have such a high approval rating, you know, most people in Connecticut don't have a lot of criticism of Lamont and how he's handled, you know, some of the issues that we've had, particularly when you have, you know, natural disasters like the flooding that we had last year. So I think, you know, he comes into, if he does decide to run again, he comes into the race, I think, obviously, with the best chances of winning it.
So, obviously, New Britain Mayor Erin Stewart has made it very clear since last year she's not running for re-election in her mayoral seat and that she is right now in an exploratory phase to run for governor. She's just trying to raise the money. She recently, after this report had come out, she actually posted on her Facebook page, "He's absolutely not popular. He's just never had a good challenger." And now, of course, people are going to say, well, you ran against him, but it was sort of late, I would say, in her campaigning. She sort of joined that race years ago, kind of too late. And she sort of owned up to that. That wasn't really a great decision to run that late in the game. And there was already a lot of, I'd say, you know, rallying behind the two candidates at that time. But again, she has really been, I'd say, one of the front runners as a Republican who's been interested in the race at this point. But to what she's saying, he's never had a good challenger. The last two times he has run for office, he has, I mean, I don't want to say easily, but he's definitely, you know, legitimately won against the Republican challenger who was Bob Stefanowski both times. You know, does that change? Despite him having a very high favorability, does that change depending on who challenges him? I mean, at this point, we know Westport's first elect woman, Jen Tooker, is officially running as a Republican candidate. You've got two other very strong Republicans who are at least interested or exploring, and they've done really well, even in a blue state, in their races where you have typically Democrats that take up a lot of those populations. Does it change, you know, if he has a good challenger?
I mean, I'm not sure that's a great approach to take by saying, you know, he's not popular, he just hasn't been challenged, because, you know, elections are not easy to win. He's managed to win, you know, the last two cycles. And I thought, you know, Bob Stefanowski was a relatively good candidate. Obviously, the Republicans felt that way, too. So I'm not sure that's her best approach coming into this. You know, if she wants to hit him on the issues, if she wants to hit him on his policies, I think that would be a better approach to take than to just simply say, I'm the best challenger, therefore I can beat him. Because once you actually get into the general election and they're campaigning, then we figure out who the best candidate is. And so I don't think that's her best way to start off if she's planning on challenging him. You know, and I don't know right now who else is running on the Republican side. You know, she still has to come through a primary as the winner. So she shouldn't really be concerned so much about challenging him right now. She needs to win the primary, then get into the general election, and then decide what the best way is to campaign against Lamont, who, you know, whether she wants to admit it or not, is a popular governor right now.
And again, we have Dr. Trish Krause here, who is a professor in the political science department at UNH. And we're talking about the gubernatorial election because while it is, it feels like far away. It's really not. And what's interesting is Governor Lamont hasn't even confirmed if, in fact, he is going to run for a third term. My educational guess would be he's definitely leaning more towards doing it. It feels like more and more he is going to. I don't know why he hasn't said anything yet. Maybe you have some insight into that, why he wouldn't say something at this point. You know, it feels like, so at first it was, okay, I want to get through the legislative session. Well, we got through it. Now it's, we want to get through the special session with this housing bill. So I don't know you know, why he hasn't announced anything yet, but it feels like he is going to run again. The other question we have with this, Dr. Kraus, if you don't mind me asking, is there seems to be a lot of strong Democrats in the state that are sort of switching gears, or it feels like sort of dogging on the governor right now. They talk about his decision making. They don't love the fact that he's gone against some of the party and what they've wanted, for example, the housing bill in most recent times. What do you think about that? I mean, is that a smart move for the Democratic Party when you have a very favored governor right now?
You know, probably not. And in the end, if Lamont decides to run again, you may see some of that sort of quiet down. It could be just, you know, some of these people are testing the waters to see kind of what reaction they get from voters in Connecticut, whether, you know, some of this criticism that they're throwing at Lamont could benefit them, say, in a primary, if any of them decide to challenge him in a primary. You just have to be very careful. A lot of these people that would challenge Lamont are not well known in the state of Connecticut. Generally speaking, voters don't know who their representatives are to begin with. So then to throw somebody in there from some small town who says, okay, now I'm going to run for governor, you know, having name recognition is critical to a race like being governor. So I don't know if it's just a lot of talk right now to see what the reaction is. And it could be the same with Lamont, where, you know, he's waiting to see who's out there to challenge him. If somebody comes forward that he thinks maybe is worth stepping aside for, he might do that. But, you know, he's fairly young. He's doing a good job as far as, you know, a lot of people in Connecticut are concerned. So I really don't know what his decision is going to be either. And I think right now it's just a lot of talking within the Democratic Party about what the best path forward is.
Dr. Trish Kraus is here, who is the professor in the political science department at the University of New Haven. And we're talking about the 2026 gubernatorial election here in Connecticut. We were talking about Governor Lamont. I do want to shift over because other than Representative Josh Elliott, who has already said, I'm not like Governor Lamont. I see things very differently than him. You know, the two, and as you dive into their, you know, the way that they would run the state, they are very different. I want to kind of shift over to the Republican Party because obviously we have not had a Republican governor in a long time. And I think that's an interesting topic, too, which is, you know, who is the most likely to unseat a Democratic governor in this election? Right now, we've got Westport First Selectwoman Jen Tooker. You've got, as I mentioned, New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart. And even though he hasn't officially filed, he is certainly very interested and most likely. I mean, if you ask many political analysts and reporters in the state, Senator Ryan Fazio also saying that he would like to run as the Republican candidate or the nomination, I should say. Dr. Kraus, what do you think? Who would be, in your professional opinion, the kind of the strongest candidate for the Republican Party, giving the Republican Party a shot in making it a Republican governor seat rather than a Democratic?
Well, I mean, I say of those three, I would have to say probably Aaron Stewart, again, because of name recognition, that people probably know the most about her in the state of Connecticut. It definitely would be an uphill battle for all three of them. You know, again, they'd have to get through each other first. You know, they'd have to go to the Republican convention and they would be choosing their nominee. But, you know, Aaron Stewart, at least, I think probably has the resources to run for governor. You know, she's going to have to raise a lot of money. You know, it's a little different than being the mayor of a town. She certainly probably has the ability to do that. So it's really just going to be who can get their name out there, who can raise enough money to run against Lamont. You have to remember that when you have an incumbent in office, they already have a very well-established campaign finance, you know, a way to raise money. They have an organization to do that for them. They already have the contacts. They already, you know, have money to begin with. So it makes it much easier from Lamont's perspective to run for governor than for a Republican to come in and have to do that. Bob Stefanowski was a very wealthy man, you know, and he had his own resources. I don't know the wealth of the three candidates that you mentioned on the Republican side, but, you know, raising money is key to winning elections. So that definitely gives Lamont an advantage. And also, you know, when you go back to, if a Democrat decides to challenge Lamont, they have the same issue. It's raising money. It's establishing name recognition. It's, you know, getting your face out there so that people recognize who you are. That's extremely important when you're talking about elections.
So I guess, you know, back to one of my original questions then, Dr. Krause, then why would the Democratic Party even not be rallying around him and almost encouraging him to run again then?
I think it could just be a matter of testing the waters, you know, to see if there is a
viable thing. Are people tired of this? Are they looking for something
right,
new?
Correct.
Got it.
You know, and, you know, you mentioned Alan, but nobody knows who he is other than people from his own district. And even people from his own district may not know who he is.
Oh, Josh Elliott.
Yeah, Elliott. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Thinking football, Josh Allen.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, football season's coming as well. There's a lot to look forward to, so it's all good.
So, you know, he, just like the Republican Party, any Democrat that decides to challenge Lamont has a long road ahead of them. So the Democrats want to win the election. If their best shot is to stay with Lamont, that is what they will do. So I think that that is what they're trying to figure out right now is, does another candidate from the party even have a chance to win over the Democratic voters in the state of Connecticut?
Dr. Trish Krause, I want to thank you so much. And I look forward to hopefully having you back on the show really soon, because I think you have great insight and I would love to continue these conversations.
Thank you. You know, I get very caught up in elections, and so sometimes I tend to ramble, but I appreciate the fact that you put this information out for people, because people don't know, and it's important that they do.
Agreed. Totally. And you are welcome back anytime, Dr. Krause. Thank you
so
much. Yeah, we appreciate it.